So Noah's sons had sons, who had sons, who had sons. And eventually there was a descendant called Abraham. Abraham lived in the land of Babylon, the country that we now know as Iraq. God said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will bless you and make you into a great nation. I will make you to be a blessing, and your name will be great. I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham obeyed. He took his family and all he owned and set out to the land of Canaan. At that time, he was about 75 years old. When Abraham and his wife Sarah had been living in the land of Canaan for about 10 years, Sarah still didn't have any children. But she had an Egyptian maidservant called Hagar. Sarah said to her husband, "God still hasn't given me any children. You should go and sleep with my Egyptian maidservant Hagar. Perhaps I can build a family through her." So Abraham agreed. He slept with her, she got pregnant, and then she began to despise her mistress. Sarah said to her husband, "It's all your fault. I put my servant in your arms, and now she knows she's pregnant, she despises me. May God judge between you and me." Abraham said to her, "She's your servant. Do what you want with her." So Sarah began to mistreat Hagar, and Hagar fled into the desert. Now the angel of the Lord found Hagar near the spring on the way to Shur, and he said to her, "Hagar, servant of Sarah, where have you come from? Where are you going?" She said, "I'm running away from my mistress." And he said to her, "You should go back to your mistress and submit to her." And then he added, "I will bless your descendants also, and they will be too numerous to count."